This is Jean Watson, and I'm so glad you could join me today on UCB Ireland. Is there anything you would like to change about your life today? There are plenty of things I wish were different in mine. I could give you a whole list of things I would change about my present circumstances if I could. But what I've found in God's Word is that the way we look and think about our lives is very important. In fact, in the Lord's eyes, attitude truly is everything. The book of Numbers in the Old Testament chronicles the Israelites' journey from their slavery in Egypt to the abundant life God had prepared for them in the Promised Land. As I study this journey, the thing that stands out to me the most are not the physical details or events along the way, but rather how the Israelites responded to those events. Though they had been released from 400 years of slavery in Egypt, and they had miraculously crossed the Red Sea, these people were slow to give thanks and quick to complain and grumble. In fact, between Egypt and the Promised Land, the Bible records at least 14 incidents where they complained and very few times where they thanked or praised God. Numbers chapter 11 says, "Now the people complained about their hardships in the hearing of the Lord, and when he heard them, his anger was aroused. Then fire from the Lord burned among them and consumed some of the outskirts of the camp. When the people cried out to Moses, he prayed to the Lord, and the fire died down. So that place was called Taberah, because fire from the Lord had burned among them. The rabble with them began to crave other food, and again the Israelites started wailing and said, 'If only we had meat to eat. We remember the fish we ate in Egypt at no cost, also the cucumbers, melons, leeks, onions, and garlic. But now we've lost our appetite. We never see anything but this manna.'" What is astonishing about this story is that God had provided food for his people. He never forsook them. They never went without water or food. And yet they complained. Why? Because the food the Lord gave them was not to their liking. In fact, they grumbled and said they would rather have the food they ate when they were enslaved. And the Lord's punishment for their grumbling was very severe because of their ungrateful hearts. Grumbling and complaining is grievous to the Lord because it shows that the one who complains is not trusting the Lord's love in that moment. When we see our lives from a heavenly perspective, we believe that no matter what, we serve a God who loves us, who is leading us, and who knows what is best for us. Not only that, when we've made him Lord of our lives, we can trust that whatever circumstances he leads us through, he has a purpose for. James chapter 1, 2 and 3 says, "Consider it pure joy, my brothers and sisters, whenever you face trials of many kinds, because you know that the testing of your faith produces perseverance." The followers of Jesus in the New Testament didn't have easy lives by any means, but the lesson they teach us over and over is that our attitude about difficulty is extremely important. Just as the Israelites who left Egypt were prevented from entering the joy God had for them because of their attitude, we also prevent ourselves from experiencing the joy of God's presence every time we grumble or complain. I know that's a strong statement, but I believe it's true. Like the Israelites, we may not always like our daily bread, but we can always thank God and praise him for his presence and his provision in every moment. As Paul said in Philippians 4:4-7, "Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I will say rejoice. Let your gentle spirit be known to all people. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and pleading with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all comprehension, will guard your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus." Remember, if you're struggling to find peace and joy right now, perhaps the answer is not in waiting for your life to change, but rather in changing your attitude about your life. Where there is pain, pray. Where there is annoyance, pray for those who annoy you. Where there is need, ask God. But in everything, give. give thanks, as Paul said in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. As you turn your heart away from yourself and back to God, you'll be surprised at how quickly the things you were discontent about actually do change. Change is in your mouth. Change is in your attitude. Let's ask God to help us live with grateful hearts today. Father, forgive us for grumbling and complaining about small things instead of giving thanks to you today. Help us remember that we may not be able to control circumstances or people, but we can control our attitudes. We choose to trust your goodness today in all things. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, I hope, like me, you will remember to not get stuck in the mire of grumbling or complaining today. Find something to be thankful for, and remember that the Lord is your shepherd. Thanks for listening today, and I hope you'll tune in again next time on UCB Ireland. Take care now.